So if Ryan's not around this week, that's a big load on you. Has been any discussion of that with Deuce or coaches?
No, we got other guys that have to step up. You know, step in. You got Kenyon, who's been a really good player, you know, in this league. And obviously Sproles, you know, dynamic player. So I'm sure guys will have to step up and you'll carry the load.
Do you expect your workload to expand a little bit, though?
I don't know. We'll see.
Mark, what were some of the issues with you and Mark on the handoffs, and what have you gone about doing this week to correct it?
Oh, just I think, you know, obviously not working with each other throughout the course of the year, and then working with Sam and not necessarily reading it, you know, and Mark coming in more of a runner. So we got it fixed this week, so shouldn't be a problem going forward.
When's the last time you were, you know, doing that zone read? When's the last time you had to deal with that?
Every day we deal with it. But yeah, so it's
in the game, though. I guess what you're saying, it wasn't so much, right?
Yeah, I mean, he pulled it a couple of times, it's not as much, so yeah.
Were you just kind of surprised when having, not surprised, but is it a little different with Sanchez, thinking that he might pull that ball from?
No, it's not different. I think it just gives us another variable in the run game, and, you know, having the defense have to respect the pool, so I think that's going to help us out in the run game. So we'll see how it goes.
Why is Tampa so good against the run? They don't allow carry.
Oh, they got a, you know, obviously Gerald McCoy is a heck of a player, Pro Bowler, and, you know, David is a, you know, great linebacker. So we got our hands full, you know, with Lovey and you know, how his experience and his deal with the defense. So I know we got to, you know, definitely be on our heels.
Just as a matter of pride, given that, you know, last week you guys didn't perform as a unit as you probably would have liked to, you know, how important is it to come out strong Sunday?
Yeah, it's very important to come out every week and make sure you're ready to play. And I think we came out last week firing, but, you know, we just didn't finish well. You know, we us as players, we didn't execute the game plan, you know, thoroughly throughout the course of the game. So we got to continue to play all four quarters like we did the first quarter.
DeMarco, there was one play on Sunday when Mark threw it to you and it hit you in the back. I was wondering what happened there.
It was just miscommunication, you know. That's all it was. But you got to capitalize on those opportunities.
Is that one of those interpretive routes where you can do one of two things?
I'm looking, you know, like I said, if I'm looking to, you know, just take it up the, you know. So I don't know. We just got to work on it together and we'll go from there.
These guys, with, you know, we talk about having Mark out there, and a lot of these guys say, you know, they played with him last year, and so they're used to him as a quarterback. You obviously didn't. So has it been different for you?
No, I mean, I've gotten plenty of repetitions with him in OTAs and training camp when, you know, Sam wasn't out there. So having this week has definitely helped us.
How much have you been able to work on that relationship with him this week?
A lot. I mean, obviously we've been getting a ton of reps, and, you know, he's doing a good job for us.